Well, the last couple of weeks, we've had a number of testimonies and hearing stories of how God has been moving all around the United States, all around the world. And there's one more person who's going to give a testimony, and she went to Zambia. And I'm going to ask Eliana to come up. And a couple of weeks ago, I asked her to write something and down about how God worked in her life. But then last night she sent me an email and she said, I'll share a couple stories too. So I love that she's willing to testify to what God did when she went to Zambia. So why don't you share, first of all, where you went and kind of what you did?
Yeah, so it was Zambia in Africa. It was Lilumba, which was 12 hours away from like their headquarters. So it was quite a drive. We woke up at 4:30 in the morning to head that way. So
sweet. So what did you see God do down in Zambia?
Oh, it was so much. But one story I have, it was just the first day we were at the fourth house, and more people started to like come and gather. We had just shared like the gospel, and we were opening up like prayer requests. And so this guy was like, "Well, can you come to my house and pray for my wife?" And I was like, "We were like, yeah, we can." So we went there, and we didn't know exactly what we were expecting. So we went there, and she was just sitting on the ground, could not move or anything. And so we again like shared like the gospel with her, and then we were like what's going on? And she was like, "Oh, I just like have a leg problem. I can't walk, can't move." And so we were like, "Okay." So we started praying, and it was pretty obvious that she had like a spiritual attack upon her. So we were probably there for like an hour and a half praying over her, and so we like started praying, and she just started like rolling around on the ground, hitting herself. So it was quite, it was like the first time I've ever seen like that before. So we at like towards the end of it, we were like, it was obvious that there was still stuff going on, so we were like repeat Jesus. And so she couldn't, it was actually something was holding her mouth shut. And so, like, we keep told her to keep saying it, saying Jesus. And so it was probably, like, an hour and a half later, and we were like, well, we had to start leaving because we were already supposed to be back at base, like, 30 minutes ago. So we were like, we'll come back tomorrow, but we want you to, like, keep praying, and, like, you can do this too. So the next day we went there, and that time we more focused on like witchcraft because it's pretty popular out there in their village. So we were like asking if she'd gone, and of course no one's gonna be like, yeah, we go to the witch doctor. So we just like discouraged that and told them if they had anything from the witch doctor to get rid of it. But again, they didn't say yes to that. So we just continued to share with her, and then at the end of it, she did accept Jesus into her life, and again, more and more people started coming around because they had heard. So there's probably like 50 people there by now. A lot of it was children, which was cool. So then again, towards the end, we started praying with her, and again, just another demon was holding her mouth shut. And so that did take like another like hour to like continue praying over her. We had spent the majority of like our day at her house, which was pretty cool. But then at the end of it, it was just cool to see her just like sit up and just start praying in her authority too, just that she had the power. And so then at the end of that time, it was just cool to see how she was just smiling a lot more. And so we gave her like Bible passages that she could read at night because we're like, we need you to be strong in your faith or it can come back into your home, and we don't want that. So we were just like, so every night we want you to like read these Bible verses over your family, over yourself. And as we were leaving, something that was quite powerful to hear, that how we had like kind of like helped that family, is our translator was talking to like the husband, and that was actually his third wife, and he said to us that she was close to dying because all of them had just like kept dying of disease or whatever. And so then I hadn't seen her the third time, but the fourth time that I had saw her, it was at a night meeting. And so we again just started praying over her, and but this time she had her daughter with her, so it was actually quite special because usually they don't like hand you their kids because they don't know you. So she had gotten to know me enough that she actually trusted me holding her kid. So that was special. So the baby is sleeping, so I stepped back and just like got the time to pray over the baby, over her family that was there. And just again, it was just cool because this time at the end, she just like stood up and she was like so happy. It was just cool to see her whole demeanor change over the week that we were there. And at that time, she was walking by herself. She could move and do everything that they said she couldn't do.
That's awesome. Do you see the picture here? Just a couple of things that I thought of as you were talking. One, just the power of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God to shatter the power of the kingdom of darkness. Just powerful. And Eliana, how old are you?
18. I was the youngest one on the group.
18-year-old. So God sends an 18-year-old from where do you live?
Michigan.
Okay. Which part of Michigan?
New Zealand.
Now, more specifically, where in Zealand?
Midgrove Drive.
Okay. Drenthe yeah. area. Like an 18-year-old from Drenthe to go to Zambia to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, and not just proclaim it, but to demonstrate it. Like, that is, like, Eliana is powerful and loves the Lord, but that's the upside-down nature of the kingdom of God, isn't it? Like sees this woman in Zambia and highlights somebody from Drenthe, Michigan, to go to Zambia and to proclaim and demonstrate the good news. And I get chills. I just get excited about that because the kingdom of God is advancing and advancing powerfully. Through everybody, through people who are surrendered to King Jesus. And so, last question, what has this done for your faith? What did God do in your heart personally, and what changes has happened as a result of this trip?
Yeah, so something that I definitely had to get over is out there, I was getting a lot from God, but I was pretty scared to, like, say anything because I was like, I don't want to, like, offend the people or say anything that might not be right. And so it was just like I had to step out in faith and actually, like, get over the fact that I didn't know if it was exactly what he was saying. But every time I was, like, sharing things, like, it was connecting with the family. And I usually, most of the time when I would say something, I wouldn't actually know what I was saying. It was just like I got something, so I'd start talking, and I didn't know what I was ever saying. So it was just like definitely stepping out in faith and trusting that he was using me for the good and just trusting him.
That's awesome. And the Lord wants you to continue to step out in faith, as he does all of us, to continue to be bold for him. So thanks for sharing that. Give Eliana a round of applause. I'll keep that on a second. Oh, Mom's got to say something. Okay, can you tell that briefly? How Down syndrome fit into all of this?
So yeah, we were driving into the village, and as we were driving in, I noticed that there is this Down syndrome girl, and out there in Zambia, it is very uncommon to see someone with Down syndrome. So we were driving in, and I was like, I'm gonna talk to her. I was like, I really wanna see her. And so the whole week, I was thinking about her, and I still hadn't seen her, and so on the last day that we were there, we went out, and we were at two villages before that people had ministered to because, like, it was towards the end of the week and we had, like, hit every village and everything, like, every, like, group of houses. So we were about to actually head back, but we saw this one village and we were like, well, we can go there and see. So we walked into this village and, like, a swarm of people just came around us. And as we were walking into the village, the girl with Down syndrome came into, like, she came to our group that was there. And so as we started talking to them, it had been obvious that people hadn't gone to this village yet, even though people were like in groups to the right and to the left of them, but no one had hit this group. So we started ministering to them, and we told, like, the gospel, people, like, accepted Christ and everything. And so then we were like, any prayer requests? And they were like, yeah, for this girl who had Down syndrome. They were like, she's crazy, like, she's insane, like, pray that this, whatever is wrong with her, like, goes away. And they're like, she's a child, she, like, plays with all the little kids, she can't do anything, and they're basically like, she's useless. And so it was just, so I started telling her about Jason, and how I was like, they're not crazy. We couldn't tell them, like, the word Down syndrome, because that wouldn't, like, mean anything to them. So we just had to explain, like, it's like a two-year-old and a big person body, and just like how I got to, like, explain, the parents did come later on, but so I told them this all again, but, like, how you do have to, like, focus, like, one-on-one with them, but they are, like, a very special person, and that God uses them for big things too, and just how they had to protect her. And that's even awesome. Like, the brother asked so many questions, so it was just powerful to see that even though people had gone all around them, that no one had actually been to that village yet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Here's an 18-year-old. Yeah. educating them on the gift that their child is.